Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Yeah. Oh,
are you from Oswini?
No, I just know you're Oswini.
Right. Hey, do that again.
I know. I.
Spoken like a man who won.
Feel more final, man. That's it, innit? More people bully Jace. I'm a hunk, brother.
So I'm getting in the house for Big Brother Mzansi or Big Brother Titans, the next one. Top three advice from a winner.
Yeah.
Not there.
I said, I won.
You know, just introduce people to fitness and health because people think it's like so far-fetched.
They're
just
nah,
like,
it's not.
How
it's
do you
not.
And it's just a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I pick up my baby every night before I sleep. 10 wow. push-ups.
That is something. I swear, yeah, that
no,
counts.
For real, don't laugh, so. You're kidding, you could hear the cameras.
Yeah, you can.
No ways.
Sometimes I remember this one time I was on the mirror, because I mean, it's like a mirror, doing my makeup, and then someone sneezed on the other side, and I said, bless you.
But that's a bit creepy, though, you know, because they could be doing God knows what, especially at 3 a.m. there while watching you.
I'm telling you, there was one time we had a task, and they switch on the TV and like seeing a different face.
Yeah.
We were like, wow.
Oh, you could see them.
Though it was a task, so they played the video on the monitor.
Okay.
So you only see these people's faces for like 2 months. And then when you see a face trying to tell you about something for a task, obviously, you're just like, wow, a human being.
A different face.
Bro, describe. So what you guys see is just a mirror.
It looks like a mirror. You are there just doing your makeup and stuff, you know? And then on the other side, it's a whole different world. Production. Jeez. Yeah.
So it's a normal house, but instead of windows, there are no windows. It's mirrors. And in those mirrors, behind those mirrors, it's a corridor. And then there's the rail with the cameras and they can move and watch you.
How do you know this?
Oh, he was a big brother. He's the OG of Big Brother.
Yeah, I'm the OG. Way before, like, you were like 2 or something.
He's a, he's 20, a Big Brother 20, ancestor.
2014.
Josie. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was on Big Brother, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for our friend of the show, the winner of Big Brother Titans, Corsi.
Corsi!
I gotta apologize, man. I've been getting your name so wrong. Like, I've been calling you Khosi.
No, but that's my life. Ever since I moved to Joburg, I don't know. You guys just call me Khosi.
People do that.
So your real name is...
First of all, you thought I was from which country before you start judging people about how they pronounce my name?
Well, I didn't say. What do you mean?
In the previous episode...
Oh, man. Oh, you guys don't get sarcasm. I said Khosi one. And then he said, from where? I'm like... Khosi from Nigeria, because there's no Khosis in Nigeria.
You said Sudan, not even Nigeria.
Yes, even worse. Yes. I know. Because there's no, like, where
would you get a Khosi?
You know, I just saw a clip. I just saw a short clip and I was like, what?
Out of context. No, I was being sarcastic with
him. Okay, all right.
Of course, Khosi.
I should have known that.
Your full name is?
Marcos Hazane.
Marcos Hazane.
Yes.
And you from?
KwaZulu-Natal, Newcastle.
You should know Ghostly.
Yeah, not talking about Newcastle, though.
No way.
But
too.
Yes. Can't do.
Wait, are you coming for my homecoming?
No.
You got a homecoming?
You got a homecoming.
Yes, they're planning a nice little homecoming.
That is so cute. Yeah. Also, Zweni.
Oh. Are you proposing?
No, I just know your sister.
Right. Hey, do that again.
Aye.
Listen, before we get into a journey, right, we're going to play a game. It's called Sip or Chill.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you 10 questions about the Big Brother house.
Right.
And then you only have three questions you don't have to answer, but you got to take a shot if you don't answer those questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, cool. Let's go. Let's
answer seven.
Yeah, she has to. All right. Okay, cool. Here's question number one.
Right.
Who ate the most in the house?
Damn. Marvin and Kanaga. Wait, Juicy J.
Juicy J.
Juicy J, actually. Yeah? Yo, every time we had, you know, Big Brother would bring like a buffet and stuff, Juicy would go like three times.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's the point of a buffet if you're not going to keep, you know? So you're definitely Juice. Yeah.
And was that an issue like in the house?
No. You know, we had a thing called movers.
Okay.
So we had movers. Movers were people who would steal food and hide it in different places so that they never go hungry. So we had movers, official movers, who we knew that every time groceries come, we all have the eyes on them like, hey, we're watching you. But other than that, I think, we had enough food.
So you want a mover?
Actually, they say everyone is a mover, but I wasn't a mover. Let me just say that on camera, I was not a mover. Mm. And you know, there's like...
I'm getting Tama Besta vibes. Yeah.
She was
it. It was rules. They said rule number one. It was just like Fight Club, but it's like movers. It's like rule number one. They say the shy shall starve. So if you're shy on moving on food, you will starve.
What did you hide? What did you hide? What food did you hide?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Let me think. If I moved toilet paper. There was a time when I was out of toilet paper.
So what did you do when you're out of toilet paper?
She was in shit.
How did you wipe?
I just waited.
I waited. Creative with the clothes?
No.
No way.
There's cameras everywhere.
You can't flush material, Sol.
Material. I feel like Sol is trying to tell us something.
Everybody is.
What did you do?
Flush the sock down. Everyone.
Never put a sock on it, Sol.
Never. You've never. You've never. Wait,
no.
You're primary school at your home.
No.
And you're out of tissue. No. Okay. I concede. One by one, we'll go around the room. When you realize you're out of toilet paper, then what did you do? Either you didn't wipe or you got creative, which is worse than sock. What did you do?
Start with her, bro.
What did you do in your life when you were out of tissue?
I'm not going to lie. There's never a time. I wouldn't take a shit without toilet paper.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's the last... It's the last pool.
That's
like,
the problem.
There's like four sheets left. And some of us like to thicken it up.
No.
Guys, don't lie on a public platform. Everyone is quite creative.
How many layers do you need, Sol?
Eh?
Generally, how
what
many
I
layers?
Need, I prefer.
So, Rola, how many
thing.
Times?
It's not a neat thing. It's a comfort thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When you realize you're out of toilet paper, what did you do, Kanye?
No. First of all, if I see there's no tissue, I can't even do it. I can't.
Exactly. How do you even start?
Have you never opened your mouth? Don't lie.
Can't.
You're a man.
Serious. I can't.
Never. Same answer. Wow. Spirit, you're an honest guy.
So,
you touched the man's chest in the dark room at a cheap hotel. You are an honest guy. In that situation, what have you done?
I've never... came across that situation.
Wow.
So it's
doing
only
number
one.
If you're
Tato,
peeing, it's
also,
fine.
You've never. You've
tried what?
Yeah.
Then,
give him the mic. Speak on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll
there was a time there was no t-shirt on our place.
Yeah.
And then the thing
the shops are far.
Yes.
So then I took a sock, dog.
Thank you, bro. Thank
put it
you.
In the plastic you and took... throw it in the bin. I have no choice.
All right, I flushed mine, but okay, it's cool.
He didn't flush his.
Thank you, bro. No, I flushed it. All right, bro.
You mean there's a shitty sock in Sunnyside right now?
No, I'm done.
I'm not saying my plastic.
So, Pet, I'm not saying. I'm not saying, man, you check us. See what you think. Like, check this shit out. Fuck it, what's wrong with you, man?
No, I'm from Venda, so we used rocks.
Oh, Macabet and rocks. Even worse. That's worse. That's worse. How long has that rock been on there? It has seen rains, years, and everything. We're going to put
I'll
that
tell
thing
you,
on your
I feel like it's better than a socks.
Yeah.
A sock?
No.
A brand new sock?
And then you flash
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you sacrifice the sock on clothing. Hey, why? Oh, I'm cool. You know, some gents will generally have
I know people
a cupboard
would use
of white
gross.
Socks.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Why
gross.
Gross in the house?
And newspaper. Newspaper.
Oh,
I
newspaper.
That,
yes.
You know, yeah, newspaper. You just well, make
I'm
sure
I'm a pan.
Newspaper.
That's
yeah.
You
soften it. You soften this newspaper.
That's
well, journalism is shit anyway, so you might as well.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
No.
Right, next question.
Journalism is shit anyway.
Are you ready?
Which pair did you think would leave first or early in the game?
Damn, you guys are mean. Which pair? What was their name?
You don't even remember. Jeez.
Mm. I mean, we ended up dissolving the pair thing and...
Yeah.
The pair, I thought they were going to leave first. The Royals.
The Royals.
Mm.
Did you think that pair thing was fair? Because, like, what if... You personally, by yourself, you yeah. were hit with the fans, but you paired up with someone who's not good.
Yeah, a lot of people felt that way, but I mean, I just feel like if you sign up for a show like that, they tell you
Big
Brother has the right to just change whatever. That day, they told us about pairs. I know people were angry. I think we had our first fight in the house. Like, people got into a fight and stuff. But for me, it was just like, well, let's do it then if we're going to be in pairs. I don't know, maybe because my partner, I liked them at first when they partnered. We didn't even get a chance. We were the last people. And then it was just like, okay, well.
You get together.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those no one picked, kind of.
No, it's a job. And you pick a name.
Oh, okay.
So the Royals, you're going with the Royals?
Yes.
Okay. Who was there for vibes and not the game?
The vibes. Everyone in that house was very competitive, yeah? But who was just vibing more than anyone? I don't think there was anyone.
Serious?
Nah, people wanted the money. They wanted to stay in the house. It was bad.
Yeah?
It was like dog eat dog kind of thing. Like,
when did you get that vibe? Like, okay, shit, man. This is competition right here.
I mean, I think...
As soon as you walked in?
Actually, you know when we walked in, the first day we walked in, yeah. less than 24 hours in the house, Big Brother requested for nomination.
Oh, so okay.
That, yeah. Gosh. And then I was one of those people. There were 24 people in the house and 9 were up for nomination and I was one of them. Mm. And I was just like, yo, I just arrived. Like, I haven't even talked to people. And already they're like, she gotta go. So I was like, okay. So that what it is.
It's because of your looks, man. Because you're beautiful, man.
Thank you
you're gorgeous.
So
cool.
You're gorgeous. So how did you then, because you don't know these people, you've just arrived and they're asking you to nominate someone. How did you select?
Yeah.
It was just people that I thought they had really strong personalities and we're probably not going to click. Personality clash. I was like, this one.
How does your personality stand out like in front of 24 people?
Let me tell you something. In the house, they always described me as quiet and reserved.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'll just be chilling, really. I never felt a need to, like, be the person, like, no, I'm here. When I went into the house, my strategy was just being an underdog. So I wasn't trying to stand out. I thought that was going to work. I thought, like, I'm going to get there.
Never
be,
works.
It didn't. They nominated me every single week I was in that house. I was up every day. So, yeah, but... Some people came out really strong, and to think about it, all the strong personalities were the first ones to go home.
For real.
Make me understand that, Penduka. So, the strategy, you go in the house, right?
Yeah.
You're saying, I'm from pop. I just want to chill. Yeah.
Be
but you end up being the one nominated.
Yeah.
How does that work?
They just didn't like me. Damn, they didn't like me.
But...
Who did you have your money on? Who did you think, as soon as you walked in, you were like, there's the winner? Of course you want to win, but
yeah,
you also are honest about the reality of you not winning.
Funny enough, the guy that I was top two with.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, so.
But whenever I watched, that guy was quiet, man. He was always just kissing his cheek, and that's it.
No, you know what he did? He was very strategic. Even when Big Brother asked, like, okay, do you think housemaids have strategies and stuff? And I was like, yeah, Kanaga, I think she's the one with the most strategy. He's very strategic. Like, every single move in the house, you can see it's calculated. So he didn't want to involve himself in anything that wouldn't be beneficial.
Mm, mm.
So he stayed in his corner and did his own thing until it was time for him to show up. And every time he showed up, he really showed up.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, I see you, King.
Mm.
I see you.
Damn, man. Okay. Who was the most fame hungry?
I am going to drink on that one.
Are you going to drink?
I'm going to drink on that one.
That's not bad.
All right, here we go. Want some dash with it?
How many more I have left?
You got two more after this, okay. After that drink. There we go. But who was it, though? What do you think?
No. Imagine, after you drink.
So talk. Like, if you're accurate, then they probably know that, yeah, fairly, yeah, funny fame. It's not a bad thing to answer.
I think in the house, I'm probably the most dragged person. Like, every single thing can be used against me. I could just be dragged. So it's just like, okay, let me just avoid that drama.
Because when I watched Big Brother Mzansi, the one with Temba, Mpo, Badimu, and whatever, I felt like a lot of them kept going, my brand, my this. Mm. Like, they were very brand conscious.
Yeah, yeah.
And with your season, there wasn't none of that.
Maybe
one or two?
Yeah, but there was. And you know what? I think all of us, we were low-key, though. Like, we're not, like, trying to... I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't think this is working, like, honestly, because... Every time I got nominated and I was up and I was like, I don't think this is working. I feel like I'm going to leave this house any day.
So you think your strategy is not working?
I had to have a different strategy every week.
Okay.
I don't think it's a type of game that you'd be like, this is my strategy and stick to it.
Okay.
Every week I had to think it's okay. Every Sunday when I survive, that night when I go to bed, I'm like, okay, this week, what happens? You really need to adjust your strategy because...
But to me, it sounds like, I mean, if you keep getting nominated, mm-hmm. it means the people in the house don't like you. And in my head, possibly that mm-hmm. means they see a threat. Mm-hmm. If you keep coming back, at no point don't you think, oh, fuck, I'm a hit outside.
I swear it never crossed my mind. I was just like, wow. It's like, wow, I really made it. Okay. The day it sunk in, it was when I made it as a finalist.
Okay.
Then I was like, shit. Looking at all the finalists, I was like, no one has been nominated as much as I have. And I was like, I might have a chance at this. You know what I mean? But every single Sunday, I was ready to go home. I was like, this is it.
How do you deal with,
mm-hmm.
you've been nominated.
Right.
You still survived.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go back to the same house where you know these people don't like you.
Yo. You know, Sunday it's okay when, you know, Ebuka and Lawrence come up and they tell you who's leaving and you're safe. It's fine. Monday, that's where the real storm comes because that's when we go to play the head of house game. Whoever loses, that means you have a chance of being nominated.
Yeah.
So we sit in the lounge. Big Brother calls us one by one to go in the diary session and you nominate and you come back, you sit. And then once everyone has nominated each person, whoever they preferred, Big Brother, in that moment, while we're all sitting there, announces the people that have been nominated.
Nominated, yeah.
Now, that day, you're just like, man, I'm done.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't stand any of y'all. That's the day because it's like you're sitting there together and that's the day you find out that they put you up again.
Oh.
But on Sunday, it's just like, well, guess who's back?
Yeah. You enjoy singing the...
Yeah. So eventually you get over it.
So do you have to fake it? Like, I know, Saul, you don't want me here, but we're going to laugh together.
You know, my thing is, I knew how much they didn't want me in the house. Like, I had a clear understanding of that. But I didn't want to reciprocate the energy. I just pretended as if I didn't know or I didn't hear the things they were saying about me behind my back and stuff. I just pretended as if, because I knew there was a bigger picture and that was winning the show.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to pay attention to small things like that that would throw me off my game. So I just like, I was like, okay, I see you. But we're just going to move.
Shit, that must be tough. Didn't you, like, develop some relationships?
That's what everyone says when they see me. They're like, yo, Kwasi, how did you do that? You know what I mean? That's crazy. But I feel like when God is preparing you for things like this, you turn to reason very differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain things don't get to you because even now when I come across conversation people had behind my back, I'm like, damn. Oh. I mean, I knew it was bad, but damn. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it still doesn't affect me that much. And I know it's probably because it's the journey that I've been prepared for the past 20
But wasn't years. There like someone where you developed a relationship with and you were so shocked, like this person wanted you out? Oh, you're eating, dog. My man, eat on camera. Eat on camera, dog. Yeah.
The food is here. But more ash underneath.
Ah, my man, eat, my man. It's just food, dog. What the fuck? Eat, my man.
Go on. Ow, this guy.
No.
Is it Vors? What is it? The millimil. Vors and millimil. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap, boy. It's a wrap, dog.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Literally, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
I already knew where I stood with everyone.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a lot of connections. I had a few people that I got along with. And I feel like those that I got along with, they nominated me or my pair because they felt like we were competition. Unlike those that I knew, they just didn't want me, but they didn't have a reason. Mm. Because I feel like everyone was shocked when they came out of the house and they saw how much support I had.
Mm.
And they tell me that, like, yo, Kwasi, when I came out of the house and I saw how much, you know, fans you had, I was like, whoa.
Yay.
I did not think, no one thought I was going to win. I think they were just, they just, like, felt like, ah, where's Jayla?
Mm.
But I don't think they thought I had a chance.
Mm.
And I think that's the beauty of it.
How was the food dynamic? Because, I mean, you got housemates from Nigeria.
And South Africa.
Yeah, and our food is different, man.
Very different. Like, it's crazy different. But I was already having a whole lot of Nigerian food, so I didn't struggle at all.
Oh.
I already knew.
So you jollof gang.
Fufu? Plantain. You're behaving plantain.
Who's your...
Jollof rice and plantain.
Who did you date before? Who were you with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plantain gang.
You're accustomed to it.
Accustomed to the cassava.
When I went into the house, I told them that I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
I was in a four-year relationship with the Nigerian guy, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So I was very upfront.
You probably even cooked the food, no?
No, no, ma'am.
Oh.
I passed on that many, many times. I actually didn't cook while I was in Big Brother's house.
Mm.
I don't like cooking in my house.
Mm, imagine
23 people.
Mm. But jollof, the jollof thing is nice, man. Jollof rice.
Yeah, fried rice is tasty, man. Fried rice is amazing.
Nigerian food. I mean, I know some fellow South Africans struggled at first, but towards the end, we all just...
You guys hired a lot of noodles, ne?
Yo. Bruh, I don't think I'll ever eat noodles in my life. Never again after that. Oh, because you know what happens? Every week there's a task.
Yeah.
If you pass the task, then you get enough groceries.
Mm.
If you fail the task, you just get basics, which is like whatever you need, such as like maybe toiletries, maybe a couple of eggs and stuff. So you don't have enough food.
Mm.
But because we had a sponsorship from a noodle brand.
Yeah.
Noodles will always be there.
Mm.
So, oh. Yeah. There's no food, there's noodles.
Who would you forget about in the house?
Like completely just forget. Mm. Here's the thing. If I'm going to forget about them, I won't remember them now.
Hey, they trained her well. Hey, copper. Hey, you guys have been training her.
Yeah,
what a copper.
They've been training her well, man.
Yo.
Jeez. All right. Best kiss. Would you kiss them again now if you could?
Damn. Mm. That one is personal because I trended for kissing a lot of people in the house. Mm. So, damn.
Yeah, but you can say that strategy, I mean.
Was it a strategy though?
No. Mm. No.
Who did you kiss? I know you kissed a light skinned nigga.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The one the classes.
Yeah, Tabang or something.
Oh, South African one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the name.
No, I didn't kiss that one. The one I thought you talking about
the Apino looking one.
No, I didn't kiss that one.
No. She didn't kiss that one. Yeah. She kissed Tabang. Who else did you kiss?
Yemi. Black boy, but that was during Truth or Day. That's the thing. Others, I kissed them during Truth or Day.
Oh, that's different.
So I kissed two guys, and then the other two was during.
And who's your best kiss? Who's your best kiss?
Tabang.
Oh. Was that Truth or Day or a willing?
That was like
I'm going in.
Consensual kiss.
Yeah.
A willing kiss.
Yeah.
Desired kiss.
You can say that again.
Hey, man. Ladies love Tabang, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And like, he had that big dick energy in the house. Mm.
Did he have one?
He did? Wait, I don't know about the dick.
Oh. No, if you don't, you haven't seen it, that's fine. That's normal.
No, you know what persona he had? He had this big dick energy, right?
Yeah.
And all the girls wanted him, but he'd be like, nah, chill, girl. Like, relax. We got 40 more days here. Relax.
Okay.
Type vibe, you know what I mean? I like, seems as though more like, yo, chill. Yeah, I got forms. Yeah. Chill.
Too accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, chill with all that.
Chill with all that, bro.
You gotta eat free food and all, and you already want me. And, chill with all that, man.
Oh, Tabang.
Yeah, I think, you know, because even Yemi, I mean, I enjoyed our kissing, but with Tabang, it's because I think we've wanted to do it for the longest time,
yeah,
but because I was with someone in the house, we couldn't do it. So I think then when it finally happened, that's why it seems like it was the best one.
When I saw you on the show, you were with Yemi, obviously, but the way you were with Tabang, like, it was like you were free, like you were a high school girl, you know? Yeah. The energy was different, you know?
It was.
Yeah, and it was clear to see, right?
Yeah.
Was that natural? Was that like all strategy?
No. We started as friends. I liked him because he was very honest with me. A lot of people were pretentious in the house, very. But with him, he would tell me his honest feelings. I was like, damn. And then we got closer and closer and closer. And then people started assuming that me and him, like, they're like, yeah, you too.
What's going on?
And then from that's when, like, we started, like,
I didn't watch that episode when you kissed. Who initiated the kiss?
Here's the thing. We kissed and, like, no one knew because, Big Brother didn't see it.
Oh!
So the kiss wasn't... No, it wasn't on camera.
Oh, damn.
So how did that happen?
The first one... No one knows about it. I remember that weekend, on Sunday, I was like, bro, I'm scared. What if they say something, you know? And then we're sitting on that Sunday. I'm like, yo, oh my gosh, I hope they don't say anything about the kiss. Then they don't say it. Then we look at each other like, well, I don't think they know.
Yeah.
So, that one that happened, the one in the love nest, yeah?
Yeah,
that one was not our first kiss, not even our second one, you know?
I thought Big Brother sees everything.
Yeah.
How do you hide and kiss in secrecy or in hiding?
Well, you know what? We knew there was a lot happening on the other side, so we knew that cameras are probably focused on that.
You didn't find a blind spot, but it was...
No, there isn't any blind spot.
So where was the first kiss? Where was it?
At the love nest.
No! Boston, what show are you watching?
Which interview are you... which conversation are you a part of? In Kulumanganda. I'm a tap away or something.
Wow.
Where did the first one happen?
The shower area.
Shower?
Yeah, like the bathroom, yeah.
So you guys were showering together?
We always showered together, but not like on... Like, we usually showered together, but that wasn't the day we kissed.
Sure.
Hey! We just went there for the kiss.
Eh!
Yeah.
How describe the kiss since we didn't see it.
Mm.
Like, couldn't you see it? Is it?
No. It was an innocent, nice kiss. I was like, wow. But also because I was scared, like, someone might come.
Mm. Him, as you kiss him.
Drop it.
That happens. This will surprise you. That happens, eh? It happens. But he didn't. What if she was scared he might come? So she had to keep the kiss short, right? She important, man.
Oh my God.
With all that big dick energy, can you say kiss?
Wait, no, stop. Stop.
You said it, not me.
No, you know what I meant.
Yeah,
because, I mean, no one was supposed to see it, so... Yeah.
Until this day, nobody knows about that kiss.
No. Wow. Until now.
Okay, wow. Cool.
Until now, yeah.
Who was the most rebellious housemate?
I think probably Justin. Justin will always be like, nah, I don't understand. Big brother must come and explain. You know, those type of things.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah. But he will be playing because, like, you gotta do what Big Brother says anyway. But, like, he'll be the one who will be like, nah, I don't get this. Nah, fuck this shit. You know, that type of... So, yeah, I think Justin.
Was there ever a time where you wanted to be rebellious against Big Brother? Like, aye, Big Brother, come
There's
on.
There's no
on.
Need. Nah.
Good decision.
I just feel like when I signed that contract, I was really signing it. So I was like, I don't think anything came as a surprise.
When you guys are in the house, man, is Big Brother like really like authority? Like, is he a god? Like,
yo, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
But maybe if we've not been acting right for a while, yeah, you feel it. Like, even his voice, you see, like, when he said, this is Big Brother, that's a normal voice. But when he's shouting, like, yo, it's so scary. Like, you know, like when we're not cleaning the house. I felt like the house was very messy most of the time. And also there was a time when we play games and I feel like people were cheating.
Okay.
So like he changes his tone and he's just like, yo, I better stay on my lane.
Was it like that for you as well? Did you like respect Big Brother?
Yeah. To me, it felt like I didn't personify him.
Yeah.
But he was more like an institution. So to me, it was like the production company, essentially. So you knew when Big Brother says, it's like, oh, it's not the guy, he's just voicing it. But he's also given a leeway to adapt and say whatever. But if there's a message being sent across, it's obviously by production. So it wasn't that deep. Like, it's a person, it's his house now, you know what I mean? So it felt like he's more of an institution than a person.
But once you had, like, sometimes, because we're human, man, like, fuck, man, I don't want to get up and do this activity.
Yo, this thing of waking up every morning, that was a lot. And the alarm we had, it was like different sound, animal sounds.
Yeah.
Yo,
make it as uncomfortable as possible.
Oh my, sometimes it's just a scream, like someone just screaming, like, and you're like, oh, get me out of this house.
And normally, what's your day like? Like, what time would you normally wake up?
Yeah. That's the thing, we don't know the time.
No, outside the
Yeah, no, like 4. Because I was
4 p.m.
working. Yeah, I had a job.
You'd wake up at 4 p.m. every day?
A.m. Yeah. P.M. or A.M.?
P.M., dogs.
A.M.
A.M.
Why would I... Wait.
Hey, like, what
did you say?
P.M. or what? Why would I... Jeez.
I'm not ready to... watch how you say. I'm going to have a call of it. Yeah. On your food.
Even munching it, and I don't think of what I'm going for.
Oh, so you normally wake up at 4?
4 a.m., yes.
So that's not far-fetched.
No, but like, I also go to bed early.
Okay.
Like, by 10, I make sure I'm in bed. In Big Brother's house, sometimes you sleep at 3, 4.
In the morning.
Yeah, and you're up by 5, 6.
Shit.
So you.
But how do you know it's 3, 4?
Now that people tell me.
Like,
you guys will be cooking at 2 a.m. thinking it's 10.
So you have no recollection of time?
Nothing.
No time at all. You don't know. You could be like cooking thinking it's 7 and it's like 1 a.m.
And that happened many times.
At all.
It happened a lot.
Did you guys ever meet the Big Brother, the voice, the person?
No.
So you all don't know him?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just the voice.
Ours was in the club. After, like, at the after party. Yeah, but he would come and just Saul, this is Big Brother. With a cap, you're like, nigga, stop being creepy. What the fuck? Have a shot, nigga. Get a fucking life. Don't you have a contract that says you knock off? This is Big Brother. And then I met him once at Eastgate with his son.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a different guy from there.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a different guy. And they changed them.
They changed
them. Probably, yeah. Insane.
How many people smashed in the house?
I don't think any.
Nah, I don't lie.
For real?
I swear.
Whoa.
I honestly don't.
Come on. I fucking lie.
Wait.
Is
I know one.
Is there in the contract where people even sign that you can't fall pregnant or it's just, it is what it is?
No.
I don't know.
They just provide condoms for you.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
The rest is.
It's up to you.
Oh.
You can do you. But I think I know of one.
Okay. Who's that?
It was Hi, Bo. You can Google it. But yeah, other than I don't think so. Yeah, apparently Nigeria is very.
Oh yeah, also,
so
yeah,
even the guy I was with and I shared a bed with the entire time
Yemi.
He was there. Yes, yeah. He did say like yeah nah that wouldn't fly, and that's yeah.
There's a girl who smashed not one but two niggas in the house.
In which her house. This house.
Yeah, this
season.
Yeah, this season.
Wow, who?
The short girl, man.
Two. Who's the second one?
Fuck, man.
I don't think that's true.
I'm telling you, she smashed two.
Who's the other one?
Wow.
I want to know the other one.
Let me call my woman. She knows.
Wow.
I'm telling this girl.
Would you have smashed Sabang, though, had he tried to go there? Or did he even try to go there?
No. He didn't. He didn't.
How far, what base did you guys go?
I mean, it was very surface, me and Tabang Shem. But me and Yemi, I mean, we would really, really make out.
For real?
Yeah, we had a crazy sexual chemistry.
Jeez. Wow, beautiful.
Yo, it was, I don't think I've ever been through that. It was crazy. Every time we'd be like, yo, that was close. You know what I mean?
Maybe there's something there. Maybe we should explore it after the house, of course.
Right.
Have you guys spoken since?
No.
Yeah, right. Bad liar. Even that right, you're like, right. You're a bad liar, man.
I promise you.
Bad liar.
I want to change that.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought about calling before this interview, but.
Calling to say what?
I mean, we haven't really spoke, and I know people keep bringing it up. You know, they keep bringing him up, and they probably ask him about me too. Wow. So, like, just to. Because at the end of the day, I just want us to be cool. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to play anyone because now that I won, people are just like, yeah, you're using these guys, you know, to get on top of your game. And I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, let's ask her.
Are you winning?
Yeah, let me ask my woman.
Love.
Baby!
Yes, my love.
Who's that Guarana who smashed two niggas at the Big Brother house?
Guarana?
Who's what?
Who's that chick who smashed two niggas at the Big Brother house? What's her name?
Wasn't it Nelisa?
Nelisa!
But who's the other guy?
So she smashed who and who?
I forgot.
She's not trying to be part of this. She's not. She's like, I'm not going to be part of this.
So who's the first guy she smashed? The one that you know?
Everyone knows.
Nelly.
Who?
Nelly.
Okay, and the other guy is?
The other guy, I'm trying to remember.
Was it Tabang?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if she smashed the person or it looked like she was trying to because it looked like she fetched the condom again. Like, I don't remember, but there was a whole thing on Twitter about it.
Maybe it probably didn't happen.
It probably didn't happen. Eh?
Yeah.
It probably didn't happen, but maybe they just did something, but it was with Tabang.
Okay, Kosi's listening. What question do you want to ask her? Because I know you were rooting for her, baby. She was your biggest fan. Yeah.
Oh, my word. I don't even know right now. I don't even know.
Okay, that's all right. She doesn't know.
All right, babe.
But you're good.
Right. Yeah, I did. All those questions I wrote for the game were from me anyway, so I'm going to know anyway.
Oh, I need to give content.
Well, this show is produced by Naleni.
This show is
brought to you by Naleni, officially produced by Naleni. And it's one of many. You can tell when the show is produced by Naleni.
She was briefed.
I can tell even when we're that housewife girl, real housewife, I'm like, produced by Naleni.
He's a man who listens, eh?
He's getting game. Now she's out of questions and he knows. What question do you have, baby? He knows
she's out of questions. Because he wasn't listening.
Shout, baby.
Bye, baby. Love you, bye.
All right, cool, man. So which relationship didn't... This is not a lady's question.
That one lady's question.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know. We are just here for knowledge.
Which relationship didn't make sense for you?
Like romantic or...
Yeah, romantic, yeah.
Who were couples in the house? Nah, I don't think there was any.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think anything makes sense in that house, especially when it comes to relationships, so... I feel like people just do them.
But that one looked legit. The guy who almost won, the runner-up, his with him and his honey, that looked legit.
Yeah, it did.
Because, like, those guys were always just, like, doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Every time I watched.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting
I mean, they've been together since the...
You're being sarcastic. Why?
I wasn't being sarcastic.
She was. Did you pick that up, dog?
Yeah.
No. They were together from the first day. I mean, not the first day, but like, I think the next 3 days they were already together and they stuck it through until the end of the show. That's not easy, you know? And I don't think there was a time where they're like, we're not together. You know, so that's a solid 3 months.
Well, yeah. I feel like something happened after the show. Like, you realized it wasn't the real deal.
Well, I haven't been in contact with them, so I wouldn't know, you know?
Yeah.
She's hiding something.
She's finessing us.
Yeah. It will be a lie because I haven't spoken to both of them since the show, you know?
All right, cool. Last question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you didn't win, who would you like to have taken it?
A boo boo.
Oh, boo boo was dope. Yeah, he's the guy we're talking about.
Yeah, yes.
He looked like a cool nigga, man.
He does.
The very light skinned guy with the glasses.
Yeah, he is.
So I always told him that, like, I wouldn't mind.
He had a lot of fans, eh?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And funny people, I don't think people knew that.
Why do you think he didn't win?
No, I just think other people just had more fans. I don't think it was anything. There's anything wrong that was done by him. I don't think so. I think it was just a matter of at the end of the day, we're just gonna have one winner. Yeah.
So since you've won, bro, what's been happening? Like, what's life like?
Oh, my gosh.
Please explain, man. I've never won Big Brother, man.
And not so either.
Actually, she's so right. Wow, that was a beautiful welcome to the show, Kanye. What do you mean? I won. Look at everybody from my Big Brother house. I won. What are you giving me a hug? I won. What a
point. That's a good point.
I mean, I love all of them. I love my home.
Yeah. So,
but I won. Like, really, I won.
You are the last one standing.
I won. I am the last one standing.
Yeah, bro.
Jeez.
True. Wait.
Congratulations. Iris just got married.
Who?
Iris from our season.
We didn't even know.
Oh, Mantle and Lexi.
Mantle and Lexi, yeah. You know, they had a great ride. They had a TV show. Yeah. They've got a beautiful family.
I don't remember you there, so.
Yeah, I was a producer. How come you remember Mantle and Lexi? You don't remember me.
But
then again,
when did you leave?
So, there's also that. There's also that interesting fact of, you know, they've got fans, you know, so.
When did you leave? What week?
Final, last day.
No.
I was a finalist, yeah.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I think it was the four of us who left, or five.
Uh-huh.
I think five. I think Mzamo left first, or Mongi, then I left. And then Iris, Manga, and...
Huh? You know who I liked? I don't know if she was in that season. Ooh. Oh, maybe not. What was her name? What's another word for crazy?
Loco!
Yeah.
So it's in my season.
Yes.
I think she made it... Either final as well, or just she lost it though. She was a fan.
Did you channel anyone from previous Big Brothers to say, okay, cool, I'm gonna use this strategy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't at all?
No.
Which Big Brothers had you watched?
Mostly Nigerian.
Oh, for real? Oh.
Yeah, because we don't have many.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw ours back then, Mandla and Lexi, and then I saw, but that was like long time
way,
ago.
Way back, yeah.
I didn't watch this one because, I mean, I don't really watch TV that much.
Yeah.
So. My boyfriend loved Big Brother. So every time in his house, we'll always be watching Big Brother. So
how's it different from the South African one, the Nigerian one?
Yo, I don't know. I just think it's because of personalities, you know? Oh, South Africans are really laid back. Mm. And Nigerians are just... So the energy is different. It's on another level, I think, that.
So you win Big Brother Titans.
Yeah.
What happens after that? So what... Can you explain, like, from you stepping off the stage, what goes on?
A lot of interviews, like, I'm so tired. I've been saying. I mean, I knew this wasn't going to be like an interview.
Yeah,
I had to sit and be like, my name is Kossie Twala. And...
But you know, you don't have to do it. Even with the others, you don't have to,
I felt like I had to because of the type of person I want to come across.
Sure.
So I think it's very important. On the first take, you make it clear the type of...
Wait. So before you win, sorry to cut you off. Before you win, do you have a strategy of like how you want your brand to be perceived inside the house if you do win?
Yo, that's... Yeah, I mean, no. I had goals that I wanted to be achieved while I was in the house. Mm. But funny enough, I didn't put it together... And which is what I think Kanaga did. And that's one of the reasons why I think it was amazing. Mm. He was able to understand what he wanted to be outside of the house. And he was able to just put that together in the house and come across as that person.
Okay.
And with me, I had a goal. It's okay, I'm going to go to Big Brother. I'm going to stay there as long as I can. And then when I come out, I'm going to be this person.
Mm.
Not even this person. Like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Which with me...
was what?
Charity.
Okay.
But I don't think in the house, people looked at me as someone who's like...
As a charity.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And businesswoman.
Okay.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that when I was auditioning, you want to be rich and famous. But once in the house, I was like, actually... Because, I mean, I worked as a journalist.
Okay.
When I went to the Big Brother house, I was working for Jaka.
Jacaranda?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was a journalist and I was like, oh, no, I'm going to be rich and famous. But when I got into the house, I was like, actually, I don't think I want to be rich and famous. I want to be that girl that sit down in parliament with the president. You know what I mean? I want to have conversation in boardrooms.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to be an influencer or a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that made sense to me while I was in the house.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying the past few days has been like, a lot because it's just like media rounds, like since I've left the house, I have at least 3 interviews each day.
Jeez,
yo,
per day.
So you go out of the house, you do interviews, boom, 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 and then what happens?
Well, I mean, you have a couple of people approaching you with different deals, and you know, want to do stuff with you.
Oh, like brands already?
Yeah.
Jeez.
No.
Nice.
Let me tell you,
man, I feel like you just want to hold her.
No, man, I'm giving her props. I'm giving her love. Come on now. Come on, bro. Let's give her love. Don't be Jay. Give him also. He's feeling left out.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
That's what I know. Very well.
So this brand's lining up already.
I'm telling you. But here's a crazy thing. The fan base you make from Big Brother, I don't know whether it's just Big Brother in general, Big Brother Titans.
No, Titans is massive.
Yeah.
It's massive.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
People are, well, at least my fans, it's like insane. And at some point I had to be like, nah, this doesn't make sense. You know, you have an individual sending you 30K.
Ha! Huh?
Jesus Christ.
And you won.
Yeah. I mean, I think they know I haven't gotten my money. They were just direct on your account, on my account, and just be like, I just want her account. They send 10K.
How did they get your account?
No, they talk to people that, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, wow, these people are
beautiful.
Crazy. Like, it's insane. The love is insane. And I hear people telling me that I get trolled a lot.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Every time I go on my timeline, I just see love. And they always make sure. I don't know who said this, but they always trying to keep me on top of the trending list.
Oh, wow.
They wake up every day, talk about Kossie.
Nice.
Like when you see some fans on their timeline, it's just they're Kossie. Just tweeting about me.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. There are others who call themselves, I had to find out. Because I always see like VKR.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What is this VKR? And then apparently it's verified Kossie Reigns. My fans call themselves Kossie Reigns because they call me King Kossie.
King Kossie.
So, VKRs apparently they're the ones who are like a defense force. Mm. If you come for Kosi, they're coming for your head. Wow. Like, they, apparently they get blocked a lot on Twitter because they do a lot of, you know, fighting.
Yeah,
but
we call them chillers, yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm just like, and sometimes I'll get a call from maybe, I'll get a call from...
The chillers are working overtime.
Yo, let me tell, for me? Bruh, I'll get a call from maybe a housemate that I talked to and I'm like, nah, are you okay? Just, and I know something is up.
But it's what I was telling you, that winning Big Brother SA is cool. Like, there's 50 million people.
Yeah.
Nigeria, bro, there's about 300, more than 300 million
yeah,
people.
Yeah, and it's other 46 countries, you know?
Yeah.
It's,
like, crazy. It's massive, bro.
It's crazy.
You have no idea how big you are. You have no idea.
I don't think I do.
It's insane.
I don't think it, you know? And you know, they've been sending me videos, like, from different countries.
Yeah.
Like, Uganda, Tanzania, like... Whoa. They'll just put, like, a video of different, like, I don't know. Apparently there's groups in each country where it's, like, Kosi reigns.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the reason why I won, because I won many hearts in different parts of Africa. It wasn't just South Africa and Nigeria.
Yeah.
But I was able to penetrate Tanzania, Ghana, Uganda, Mozambique, Namibia.
You think your looks had anything to do with it? Because you're beautiful, man.
Second time you're saying this.
You know what?
This is the third time. It's the 100th time. It's the second time.
We are counting all your guys' actions.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah. Because I get trolled a lot about how I look, which that's how I knew that, you know what? Social media is
But
fake.
Trolled how? Like how you look?
Apparently, people go for my looks. And these things I found out from, you know, when people try to send you messages to console you about something you don't know? So they'll send DMs like, Kosi, don't mind what people are saying. You are beautiful. Yeah. And you're like,
jeez.
What? Wow. And then maybe you go on Twitter and you're like, okay, that's what's happening. But anyways, I feel like social media on its own, it's like, it's not a real world.
So do you...
It is not.
It's really not. At,
oh, you don't know about Besta and Nandipa, do you?
Yeah, I wanted to
I'm
go there. I wanted to go there.
Hey,
I wanted to go there.
Yeah.
I wanted to go there.
But you were in the house when the story broke.
And then when I came out, I mean, it was one of the biggest stories.
Yes.
If there's a case that is being broadcast during, like, court proceedings, you already know it's, like, huge. So I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you. So when you come out the house, what is the biggest story that, like, shocked you?
AKA.
Nah.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
Oh, my gosh. I was so sad. I thought they were pranking me. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I thought they were lying. I was like, no. Oh, that was sad.
Yeah, because you guys were inside. Yeah.
Yo.
I remember with my, because my woman watches you guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at them. They don't know AKA just passed away. I remember, literally. Because
And then
just
someone said that we're vibing on AKA's song, like Fela and Versace.
Yeah.
Fela and Versace. And we had no idea.
Yeah, man.
Wow. That one broke my heart. I'm not going
to lie. Tell Besta didn't do anything?
Nah, I didn't know him. Before I went to the house, I was just like, oh, there's another big story.
Okay. So it wasn't that close to heart.
Mm-mm.
And like, AKA, like, you consume his music.
Yes. AKA does not wrong in my eyes.
Mm.
And I think he really is the best South African rap artist.
Yeah.
For me, it was just by far.
What other stories did you miss out on?
Kosta.
I heard Kosta, but I was just like, AKA. I heard Kosta,
okay,
and I was like,
fair enough.
Kosta, Bengamazgatli, to be honest. But AKA, like, yeah.
Yeah, he's AKA.
I think what other news, I think any other thing that shocked me, it was just how I was perceived outside of the house.
How come you guys didn't get load shooting?
Because they have generators.
There's a generator.
Why are you making it sound like there's no other thing? When load shedding comes, it's chai.
There's no other options. It's supposed to be 24 hours.
Yeah, they keep preparing for that.
And that was it. Those are the only two big stories that shocked you.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and then we have a minister of electricity.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Yep.
So it's probably not going to change anything, but...
Do you go back to Jacaranda now?
Yo, no funny ways. Story about that. By the way, I'm coming. I swear I'm coming. So here's what happened. When I got inside the house, I just disappeared.
Yeah.
So I just didn't show up at work.
Whoa.
Next thing, they saw me on TV.
Whoa.
And it was just like...
And then?
Yeah. Mm. I've seen the emails. I just don't know how to respond. I think I'm just gonna, you know, do some kind gestures first before, you know, I say anything. Because I literally... Imagine Saul just disappears.
Yeah.
You call him. His phone's not going through.
Oh, that's a normal weekend.
No, I did that. Well, every day I do it, but... Because you're not allowed to tell... You're not allowed to tell, like, you know, that you're going to Big Brother. So even me, I just didn't show up at Y.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like, so, hey, got check on Saul at the accident. He's in the taxi somewhere.
Are you serious?
You know, first day I was...
Whoa, you couldn't tell?
Yeah. You can't just tell the whole world.
So if I was on Big Brother, then... I just wouldn't come here.
Yeah, you can't tell people. You can tell. You will tell your friends, close people, but you can't like announce it. You can't go on Facebook.
You can't.
You'll get disqualified.
You
They'll
know,
say, okay.
Apparently,
then.
There are people, like maybe on the day the show launches, like on that Sunday we came out, there's apparently a person who his sister posted like congratulations before the show aired. Like it was 3 hours before the show.
Ooh.
And then it got cancelled.
Oh.
So it's that bad. Like, if it ever comes out...
But you're going in.
You are done.
Because
you're never going to make it.
I think that they don't want you to go and rally and mobilize people say, and rally for votes already. Yeah. And, you know what I mean?
So what are the emails saying? Are they firing you or are they like...
I haven't even opened it. I just saw that it's my editor and I'm like, yo. But I saw ongoing leave. So I think...
Didn't you check your account? Have they been paying you? No, shout out to YFM. YFM, sorry, paid me for like 3 months. I wasn't there. Remember checking my account? I'm like, oh, shout out to Y.
Wow.
Oh, that's the nicest thing Kenton has ever... Nicest decision he's made in his life.
No, that's dope. They didn't pay me.
They didn't pay you?
But
I
was an intern, though.
Okay,
I was an intern, so...
But even your stipend, at least, should have been paid.
No. So, now, let me ask. It seems like there was Mean Girls...
I like that we have knowledge.
Yeah. Seems why woman that doesn't produce kids for me for
her whole show as well.
It seems like there was Mean Girls vibes in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever notice it or feel affected by it?
Yeah, I knew, but like I said, there was a bigger picture and that was winning the competition.
Who were the mean girls? It was the Nigerian girl, I remember her. She got into a fight with everybody.
Yeah. No, it was just a group of people. Like the girls didn't like me. All the girls, actually.
Yeah.
None of the girls liked me. Others were just kind by nature, so they would tolerate me. But, yeah.
What did you think of the girl that Yemi was busy with while he was with you? What's her name? Blue Ivy?
Yeah.
Blue Ivy.
Shame. Yes, that girl...
Mm.
I didn't have a problem with her because I was with Yemi. not.
It was funny. We missed something, so.
Yeah.
The PR specialist.
The PR people are laughing. So the inside joke where they're not letting us in. Come through, man. We also want to laugh, you know?
No, shame. Honestly, because she came later in the house. I think Thursday, and we had arrived on Sunday.
Oh.
So I was just like, shame, okay, vele. She doesn't know anything about this. So I had a beef with Uyem. I was surprised when I came out of the house and she thought I had a problem with her. I was like, you know, with me, when I'm not talking to you, it's just like you don't exist in my life. But I saw a couple of videos and she thought I was bothered by her.
Mm.
And that wasn't the case. My problem was with the person I was with.
Mm.
And that's who I dealt with. But with her, whether she was there or not, it really wasn't an issue.
But she's been seen in Nigeria with Yemi. Do you think something happened?
I don't care.
You don't care, man?
Yeah, I mean...
Wait, where's your relationship status at now? Are you back with your boyfriend? What's going on?
Yeah. So, honestly, I thought when I came out of the house, I was like, he's probably not even going to pick up.
Yeah. Like, it's mad.
It's a rap.
Yeah, it's a rap.
But he answered, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just came out of the house. And he was like, okay. And I was like, I don't have my phone yet, but as soon as I do, I'll call you. And he's like, cool. And I was like, okay. There's hope.
Yeah.
But he's such a chilled, calm person.
Whoa.
So when we met, he was just chilled and calm, but you can see that he's just like, I don't know about the situation. And he knows that I don't really have friends or family in Joburg.
Yeah.
So he left the, I think 2 days after I came out of the house. So we haven't really had a proper
discussion.
Yeah, he went to Nigeria. So we haven't really had like a sit down where we talk about it. But it seems like there's room for something. But like you can see that he's not happy because apparently the rumors that I had sex with Yemi, I think that's what gets Julian most. And that is not true. Maybe Yemi wanted to have sex so bad, but it never happened.
Because of you.
We thought like it's going to be pointless because we had to pretend as if like we're not having sex. And we feel like our first time, we should go crazy.
Whoa. What are you saying? What are you saying, Kosi?
I mean, like if we're going to have sex, we're going to have to...
How do you pretend that you're not doing it?
Like under covers and stuff. Like, oh. You see what I mean? And the blankets are this big because it's like for a single bed.
Yeah.
You can't really cover...
Did you feel his wiener?
We slept together for 2 months.
So
yeah.
You felt it, eh?
Yeah.
Nigerians are packing, me. Eh?
He's packing. I don't know about the rest, but... No!
He's your man, part of the rest. He's packing. Imagine you take a Nigerian guy, and he's packing. I don't know about the rest. Imagine you're a guy watching me. Oh,
no!
I feel so strong. No.
That's not right.
He's packing.
I
don't know about the rest. And you're in the rest. Baby glass.
Wait, man, that makes no sense to me.
No, he's good. Trust me. Yeah.
So with all of that, he still like is willing to give this another try.
I think he just feels like it was a show. And like I said, it was an open relationship.
Oh, you guys had an open relationship.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think he cares about, you know?
No, he's...
He's Nyana.
Nah,
he's... What, is he married or good. What?
No.
He's not married.
He's not married. He's good. He lives very comfortable.
Bro, how do you get into an open relationship? Like, what's that like?
Like, I feel like because we've been together for 4 years, he could sense that I wanted more. And then he was like, you know, if you feel like it's not what it's supposed to be.
Sure.
Oh, you can find it outside.
Yeah.
Damn.
You see, African brothers. Huh?
You see, that dude suggested it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think maybe he was worried about my time. He felt like, I mean, we met when I was like, I don't know, like 20, 21.
Yeah.
And suddenly I'm like 25. And he's just like, yeah. And with them, you know, they get married very...
Early.
Yeah, like you don't waste, you're not gonna be with someone for 4 years and not, you know.
Yeah.
So I think he was just like, I don't want you, maybe someday you're blaming me.
And resentful.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. So if you ever feel, he's like, I'm not saying you must go out there and now be something
else. Yeah.
But if you meet someone and you feel like you wanna explore, just let me know, step back and you...
So when did the open relationship start?
I think when he said that, for me, it was like, okay.
Like, how long ago was this?
Probably 3 months before I went into the house.
Oh, 3 months.
Yeah, but I didn't want anyone.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want anyone. I was like, no. I didn't give anyone a chance. Because he's really good at taking care of you. Like, it's one of those people when you call, whether you're feeling down or you're not... pumped about something, he's like really good in inspiring you.
So had you not had that conversation going to the Big Brother house, you wouldn't have done some of the things you did.
Hell no.
Oh,
because of the things he did for me, I was just I was so sure of the... But when he said that, it broke my heart. I'm not gonna
lie. So you wanted a commitment from him? Is that what you
initially because I felt like we're doing so well.
Why can't he give you that?
Did I you wonder. Ever ask? No, I didn't ask.
What about you, do you think? Because you said he proposed an open relationship because he saw that you yearned for more.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, do you think he thought, she wants more and I'm not enough?
What do you mean, what about me?
Like, uboneni, maybe kamereni on the phone talking to someone else.
No, I think he just saw how I was always available for him.
Mm.
Like, when my boyfriend called, I drop everything, ciao, like, I'm gone. So I think it scared him a little bit, like, yo, ngatsu ukeli, say I committed too much, yeah, but also he felt a need to have that conversation.
Where did you meet him?
Oh my gosh, at the restaurant.
Mm.
I walked in, and according to his words, a woman has never looked so good in one night.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he approached me.
I had to say what you said. Not to cut a line. You said what's 100, man.
look at ten. Look at chief me like a pussy. Looks funny as a food. Oh, let's go. Woman has never looked beautiful in one night. I want to can I spend this? I want to spill. I was like, ah. Because of course, like, ah. It's a beautiful line, but it just sounds very like, you know, he has worked that has done some heavy lifting.
Yeah, so he just approached me and asked if he could pay. He approached me for my numbers and I gave it to him. But with the group of girls I was sitting with, I pretended as if I gave him wrong numbers.
Okay.
But I admired him standing up and coming to our table because when we walked in, it was a bunch of beautiful women. Mm. So for him to stand up by himself, go there directly and ask for my numbers, like, okay. So I gave him my numbers. But then I told the girls, like, it's wrong numbers. But that was a lie.
Yeah.
And then a waitress came and said that he would like to take care of our bill. And then I told the waitress to tell him that he doesn't have to worry.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, I think that...
Was your intuition stuck?
Like, don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I got this. And then later on, he bought me a car. So, you know what I mean?
Whoa. We made your car.
Yeah, the one that I'm driving.
Whoa! It's like petty cash.
My gang is...
No, it's not.
It's petty cash, the money no. She wants.
It's petty cash, dog.
I mean...
You're going to pay the bill with that shit.
How?
Yeah, but I mean, it's still a lot.
How much
what
did you win?
Do for
how, much, how much did you win?
He's a businessman.
How much did you win?
He's into logistics.
Hey, and everyone in the gold mafia is a businessman. Hey, businessman, is there?
Did you miss gold mafia? You haven't seen gold mafia.
You haven't seen gold mafia.
You gotta watch it.
Watch
you gotta watch it. Then you'll understand the show when you watch it again.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Since I forgot.
How much did you win?
1.7 million.
This is after tax.
Well.
She doesn't know after tax. Man got the fuck of his life.
Yeah, I mean, but after tax, I think it's 300. I think I'm prepared for that.
He got a shock of his life. He 600,000. You are a car, you cheat. Screenshot. Plus, it was back then, screen munch. Went on Facebook. Got, guys, South Africa, when they say you're going to win a million, it's not a mil. Because in your head, you've budget, and I don't blame him, because in your head, you budget.
Yeah.
You budget for your stuff.
Here's the thing. I don't understand how it's getting ticks because it was a game. Like Lotto. I don't understand that. But if that's the case, then it will be minus 300.
Minus 300, so it's 1.4.
400, yeah.
So don't you get it after you leave the house? Like, what's taking so long?
No, it takes 3 to 6 months.
Hmm.
So Mpuma Dimwe hasn't gotten a check yet?
No, but it's about 3 to 6. You can get it in 2 weeks, in a month.
Oh,
you see what
depends.
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but...
They leave room for... Okay.
Mm.
Have you asked them why? Because I don't get it. Okay. There's a lot of you guys, I don't know what the number is, you're going into the house, there is a winner.
Mm.
It's like, when we're going to play a cup final, Champions League, the trophy's in the fucking building. It's in the stadium. So why isn't the money just ready for them to pay? Have you asked?
No, I haven't.
But then they give you the check?
No, they didn't give me the check. They didn't give me the check.
That is so strange. Like they're going to go.
I haven't really asked.
You know, my shoenies. Yeah, this is not me. Following day. No, that's for real. Even the lottery, I think they pay like same week. Yeah. The Big Brother takes time. It's so strange.
You didn't hear the lottery saga?
No.
Terry Peto?
No.
Hey.
Damn.
He missed out. Yeah. Man.
Really?
She lost her house. She was trying lottery money. Even, you know, praise me from Toti?
Yeah.
He doesn't pay child support.
All of the Totis.
He doesn't.
And it's child lottery money. You've missed out. You need to catch up. Like, we should have started with that, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's a game. Man.
It's a game.
We should have started with that.
I should ask you, not a lady.
Oh, God.
Fuck, marry, kill. Yemi, Miracle, Tabang.
Fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah, would you fuck, marry, kill? Yemi, Miracle,
guys,
or Tabang?
Why are we killing people?
Replace Miracle with Ibubu.
No, she never had anything with the
people. I didn't watch.
Miracle was her partner. Who got mad because she didn't like him. So he was always on the defense.
Yeah.
He was always
on the defensive.
Oh, shit.
So you'd want to say, like, I love her. I mean, I love you.
No, he really did.
Oh,
he... But whenever there's Okoro, he's like, you're my partner. Come here. You're my partner. Okay. Hold me closer.
Sounds awkward.
No, but at the beginning, he was very straightforward that he liked me.
Oh, yeah. Because
the other person was pursuing something with the other person.
Yeah.
So he thought like there was room for, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think I would marry Miracle. I would.
Ooh.
Even though we have a very platonic relationship, we get along so well. I don't think we ever date.
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't think so. And I think we both understand that, finally. And then kiss. Did you say kiss?
No. Marry, fuck, and kill.
Fuck. Damn.
So now it's down to Yemi. Now it's down to Yemi and Tamar. Yeah.
Who would you fuck and who would you kill? Who would kill it?
Yeah, Yemi or
Tamar. Nah, I think, nah. No, honestly, I feel like, you know, me answering this question is going to get me in so much
trouble. No, come on.
Nah, won't. Come at a game.
Nigeria doesn't watch this.
Man. Nigeria. No chillers in Nigeria.
Now they will.
No chillers at all in Nigeria.
No.
When I was in Nigeria.
Who are you killing, Yemi or Tabang? Who are we killing?
I'm not killing anyone.
Who are we killing?
Honestly, I think they were both great.
No.
I swear.
Who are we fucking? Who are we fucking?
Okay, you're not killing anyone.
Yeah, who are we fucking?
Who are you burying?
Yeah. Who are we fucking? Who are we fucking? Yeah, me or Tabang?
I can't have them both?
No, you can't. You got a boyfriend.
He's not a...
Well, the boyfriend did say, I'm not enough. Go out there and explore more. So, here's more.
Who are we fucking? Who are we fucking?
I think it would depend on the night, honestly.
Okay, tonight. Ooh. Tonight.
Tonight?
Otherwise, you're taking a shot.
Yeah, it's a second shot. Yo, that one is deep.
Okay, let's ask her PR team. Hands up if she's fucking Yemi. Oh, she's killing Tabang.
Oh.
She's killing Tabang.
Yeah, she's killing Tabang.
And fucking Yemi.
The guy.
Whoa, she's fucking Yemi.
No.
Whoa!
Wait! Yeah. Why would you say that?
Whoa!
He knows you.
Eh?
She's killing Yemi.
She's killing Yemi. Fucking Tabang.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Why aren't you? You sounded shocked.
Now.
Hey?
She did say that she had a strong chemistry.
Wait, grab a mic, man. We got to hear this. Please give him a mic.
You're right. Actually, you're right. No, he said, you're right.
Please come here. Grab on the mic,
then. Highlighted
at the moment. Wait, what did he say?
Though she did say that she's got a strong sexual chemistry.
He's right.
You're right.
You're so right, bro.
So we fucking Yemi? Killing Tabang.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
But I'm also going to object and say that, remember, that girl entered the picture. So when she entered the picture, he immediately went into kill mode. So she said that she loved Tabang. They had a genuine
big dick
connection.
Energy.
Do you understand what I mean? Mm. So that's why I'm saying Yemi is getting the kill, Tabang is getting the fuck.
The PR has spoken.
Wait.
I think it's a draw, but at the end of the day,
these PR people, is it your people or is it like the production's Big Brother's people?
No, it's my people.
Already
good people.
Yeah.
Bro, organized.
Bro, you don't understand. Kosi's massive.
Yeah,
bro.
She's huge.
She's huge.
Yeah.
Do you know how big it is to be in Nigeria,
she
dog?
She needs to be.
Brave
she needs
South Africa
team.
Alone, I can imagine.
No, South Africa is small waters, dog. Nigeria is massive, dog. Whoa. Like when you're a big day, you're.
Yeah, their population is.
I'm sure Atlanta, you're also famous there.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
I do get DMs.
Exactly.
Like, we can't watch you on TV, but we always like, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Yeah. UK as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Diaspora.
Diaspora. There. So many Africans there.
Were you shocked that Miracle is so rich to find out that he's so rich? He's got a lot of money.
He told me. He saw that, like, okay, Linga to Tandizinto. So when he was trying to get with me, he
threw that line.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, man, I can't wait to pick you up in my G Wagon. You know, he was doing hits.
He was brabass.
Brabass. After this, I'm going to make my own money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, last question. What do you regret the most from the way you played the game?
Good question.
Mm. Do I regret anything? I don't think I regret anything, really, because I tried a lot of things so that maybe the girls or housemates got along with me better. Mm. Nothing worked. And that's when I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to live my life. And whoever has a problem with it or likes it or not, will just have to, you know what I mean? So I don't think, because I really live like cameras went there. And I understand why I get like a lot of trolling. I wasn't really camera conscious. And maybe I shouldn't have done that. But if maybe we take that away, maybe I wouldn't have won.
It's the realness that people relate to. Mm, so
yeah,
I think that worked for you.
Yeah.
Spoken like a man who won.
Feel my finale, man. That's the internet. More people bully Jace. I'm a hunk, brother. Include what I'm saying, boy. I'm
clear. I understand.
Oh, boy. Include what I'm saying.
Let me ask you that. What do you think you did wrong in your game?
Me? Nothing.
But then you didn't win.
Manga was fucking amazing, bro. Manga, listen, bro. Mm. Manga was a fucking tuck shop owner. You can't go against a tuck shop owner in South Africa.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
You want to go against someone who owns a tuck shop?
Yeah.
It's like the cornerstone of us. We all borrow bread there.
Yeah.
Machita chilada. We get our fish from there. Yeah. Lucky Star. We get our candles from there during load shedding. And plus, he's friendly. He's bubbly. He's such a beautiful human.
He had sex.
And a big dick. Mm. Like,
you saw,
literally.
You saw it?
Yeah, it's all over. You can even Google it. It's all over. Yeah, well, they didn't hide their sex in the shower. And he's well hung, like, literally.
Really?
So, dude, he's got, like, everything. When I walked in, I was like, that nigga.
Oh, you knew from when you
were here? Yeah, because it's South Africa, and especially then, you know? It wasn't Twitter age that much, TikTok. It was like, help the people watch Big Brother. Baplumile, Ekasi, Abuko.
Oh, and he, you know what I mean?
And he's super relatable. Like, super, super relatable. And a beautiful thing is he wasn't putting it on. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. He's super relatable. I'd have probably won maybe a Nigerian Big Brother or whatever. South Africa. I was too loud, bro. Too loud and not too. I'm humble. I'm humble, right? Yeah. I'm humble, but I'm loud also.
Yeah.
A lot of times, South Africans, we judge that as loud as arrogance.
Yes.
You get me? But I'm super humble. But I'm also very loud. I'm smart, well spoken.
Yeah.
I don't need to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the manga, he's well spoken, but he's like the perfect story. And genuinely, he's a lovable human, and people connect with that. With him, apart from the story of Spaza shop owner, he's, like, people relate with him. It's connectable, right. You know what I mean? Mm. But with me, when I speak, sometimes, like, there's a disconnect, you know what I mean? There's all these things that are, like, a disconnect. You know, I'm a classy guy, like, Minecraft. But
that's crazy that you still made it to the finale.
No, I did. They tried putting me in, I got award, but like 1%. And in the house, they thought I'm winning like my 80. Like, yo, it was on YFM.
Yeah.
Must be winning. Oh, I don't know, 1%. I was supposed to go out the weekend before, and then I won head of house. And I think they set it up for me to win. They were doing flags, countries, like, you know, like geography and stuff.
Yeah.
They were like, they know,
smart shit.
Sol is well read. Yeah. He's going to know this.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I went through.
Wow.
But I think, you being yourself actually worked for you. Couldn't have put up a facade because immediately there's a disconnect.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like this podcast, we're ourselves, and that's where we connect the
true.
Best with
no,
people.
That's so true. That's so true.
So I'm getting in the house for Big Brother Mzansi or Big Brother Titans, the next one. Top three advice from a winner.
Yeah.
Not there.
I said I won. I said, look at me. Now, I said I won, nigga.
At the end of the day.
You promised us? I think I could. I said I won, nigga.
Your advice. Top three.
I mean,
top
like, three. I think one of them already said it, you know, just being yourself. But when we say be yourself, we mean like your best version, the best version of McG. That's what people don't understand. Like, the best version of you. Know your weaknesses and know your strength and highlight your strengths. So I think that's what we mean when we say be.
But how, let's say I'm a very emotional person.
I'm going to go pee, guys.
Okay, cool. Let's say I'm a very emotional person. Yeah. And
how do I know that's not the best version of myself? Look, there are obvious things like maybe you're abusive or whatever. Those are toxic.
Yeah.
But there are some things that you may think are negatives, but they're actually positive, but like vulnerability.
Yeah, you're right. But that's a thing. Entering a show like that, you have to know who you are. You really have to know who you are. Otherwise, if you can't define yourself, someone else will. They'll define who Saul is. So before even entering, know who you are. That's why I'm saying know your weaknesses and strength and then highlight them. So you can't highlight your weaknesses and strength if you don't know them, which means then you don't know yourself.
So that means we saw a lot of your strengths. What are your weaknesses that you didn't show?
There's a lot of my weaknesses.
What were they?
Boys.
For real. And the fact that then you didn't even smash, that you really controlled it.
No. When it comes to sex is a different story. Sex is a different story because I'm very spiritual. Ooh. So that when it comes to sex, I'm just like, yeah, that means...
Tell that to the Dalai Lama.
No, he's a pedophile, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, him.
Did you see that story?
No.
Jeez, man.
Oh, you don't know the Dalai Lama asked a young boy to suck his tongue.
What?
Yeah. Like,
was this in South Africa?
Nah, never. EFF would have fetched them now. And that's not a plug or anything. We know they would have fetched them. Nah. Somewhere in...
Mm. I think just maybe knowing yourself and then being content with yourself, because you're going to meet people who are smarter than you, who are more strategic, who are more beautiful. And if you're going to look at the person and then start questioning or doubting yourself, that's going to work against you. So you have to be content with yourself.
Was there ever a moment you wanted to leave the house?
Sorry?
Was there ever a moment you wanted to like leave the house and just go home?
I think the last week. The last day I couldn't. But because I knew it was just like the final push. I mean, everyone that at least... talked to me had left, so I knew everyone in the house didn't like me that much that was left, and it made it harder. I was just like, you can just how on this done. But watching the show back, you wouldn't tell.
Yeah, okay.
Because every time I got up, I was like, you know what, it's another day, let's rock it, you know.
Who was your favorite DJ from the DJs they brought?
Cosmo. DJ Cosmo.
Oh,
who's that?
Cosmo.
What do you mean?
Miss Cosmo.
The one, man, they got a podcast. Popcast. Have you seen it?
The hip hop DJ.
That one.
Miss Cosmo was there.
Yes, Cosmo from Five.
And she got the tender.
Yeah. And then Lerato as well was great. LKG.
LKG played.
Yeah.
Jeez, I watched when those people were not playing.
Yeah. She trained
in Nigeria. In Nigeria, it was DJ Exclusive and then DJ Commercial. I think Commissioner or something like that.
Commissioner.
Wasn't it weird when they play piano like so fast? Yeah, like we're like, hey man.
They play piano guy 125.
I think you watched the last party. That only happened in the last party.
But it was weird, right?
I mean, I could pick it up that I think the last DJs who played, I could see that they play for an international audience.
Yeah.
It was giving David Guetta.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you could tell the international. They play in Europe a lot. You could the goom.
Maybe Moby Dixon,
no,
I don't know.
No. No, it wasn't Moby. It was two guys.
Dira? Wasn't Dira fun?
Oh, Dira was not. And everyone was just like, Kasi Dira! Because I'm from KZ, and they're like, Kasi! it was nice.
So, of course, where we at now, man? What's the future? What's going on? What are we doing?
Right. So, I told you guys about charity. So, I have an organization called Good Deeds. Mm. And before I went to the house, I was already doing some charity work, but it was on a small scale.
Nice.
And I was just providing food for homeless people, going to homeless shelters and see how we can get sponsorship for them and stuff like that. But I think when I saw that I might have a chance of going to the house, I realized that I can't keep giving people food and then the next day they're hungry again.
Of course. Yeah. What's the point?
So I was like, I think I need to take Good Deeds to the next level. Yeah. So doing community development, like teaching skills, creating job opportunities and stuff like that. So that's my main focus, right? And then Coffee with Kossi, I started... a show within a show. That I had a show on Big Brother called Coffee with Cossie. Mm-hmm. So I would sit down with housemates and then just something like this.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when I came out of the house. Like, I remember the first round of media, the first media round I had, everyone was asking me about Coffee and Cossie.
You gotta do it, bro. I'd watch that, bro. Oh, that's gotta do it.
So, shout out.
And you guys should be my first.
We're on. We're Cossie with Coffee.
Episode 1. Hey, but we want gin, man. No coffee.
Yeah. That's okay. We can arrange.
It's an Irish. We'll have an Irish coffee.
Yeah. So that's also in the books. And I'm very big on fitness and health. I'm working on something. I think that's the one thing that's definitely going to come out soon. Anything that's related to fitness and health. Working on something with my team. But the first thing that we're probably going to drop is, you know, just introduce people to fitness and health, because people think it's like so far-fetched. It's just and it's just a lifestyle.
Yeah, I pick up my baby every night before I sleep. 10 push-ups.
That is something. I swear, that counts. For real.
Don't laugh, so.
That actually counts.
Don't laugh, so. Ten reps, I'm out.
Yeah. That goes a long way. Those 10 reps.
It's not for fish.
You know, falling for it. And also, before I got the job as an intern, I was struggling to find a job. I was really struggling. So I started advertising. Yeah, before that, though.
Oh, intern, before. Remember, okay.
Even then, she was an intern.
Oh, yeah, she was an intern.
So I had a side hustle, and there was an advertising company. So those are my focus right now. Coffee with Cossie. I know there are people maybe, you know, trying to sneak in a reality show, trying to see if they can, like...
Yeah, that's coming. That's coming.
Yeah, I'm going to propose that. They'll say 1 season, 4 meter or something, you'll be fine.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking about it. I mean, it's not completely out of, but I really want to focus on good deeds.
Mm. Yo, bro, you got to milk it. You saw now how they're turning against, who's the guy with the tattoos?
Temba.
Temba, because of Thabang. They're like, there's a hotter new version.
You think that's the case?
Yeah. Haven't you seen?
And up, they broke up, right, with Mpo.
I think that's why.
There's a kid on the way.
Yeah, I think that's why. How do you leave a pregnant woman? I think that was the case.
Before we go, man, I want your team to grab a mic and ask you a question. One question they want to ask you.
Mm. Yeah.
From the team.
Golden opportunity, PR.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I like how quick he got
PR up. People. So, Cossie, in 2020, what did you do for the homeless people in Bradfontein? PR people, watch.
We're using that mic, yeah? Cool. What's your name, my brother?
Tabiso.
Tabiso.
Yeah.
So who are you to Cossie?
She's my friend and...
Manager.
Yeah. Manager. Manager. Yes. I clean. Yeah, What's your question?
Okay, Cossie, what's that one brand that you'd like for them to sponsor you or for you to be the ambassador? And what would you say to them now?
You see, I said, you see. And they probably blend this all.
Which brand would you marry, kill, and fuck?
Yes! There we go.
No. What is
Yo, PR, choose your three brands. PR, choose your three brands. Okay, we don't want to say it's rigged. Choose your three brands. Then she'll say, marry, kill, or fuck.
Where did you find this guy?
Put your three brands there.
Okay.
Well, God. Number one.
Yes.
Where is MTN? I mean, it's yellow.
Okay, MTN. All right. Next one.
Connect to our brothers and sisters all over Africa.
Okay. So next one.
Speaking the whole of Africa.
Yeah. Next one.
Where is Via? We want Via Cossie. We want to take Cossie to the world.
Okay, Via is a sneaker Cossie. Shop. You are in the house.
I know why you're putting that in there.
Third one?
God. There's not that one, unfortunately.
Chiefs. She's Cossie, so Kaiser Chiefs. Kaiser Chiefs.
I'm a Cossie.
Well, but I mean, she's Cossie. A king already, and she's reigning maybe more than that.
Okay, I'm
here. So that's already killed. No, that's already killed. Cause
yeah, kill pirates.
Give us one last one.
Pirates.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm a Masandawana. So that one is already dead.
So we're killing pirates.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the one I would like to marry, I think. Do I have? Okay, you said MTN.
MTN.
MTN. fine. I'm marrying MTN. I mean, I know they have MTN in Nigeria or something.
Yeah.
They do. They
everywhere you go.
Oh.
MTN.
I'm ready to marry MTN 100%. We already killed. I'm a Kosi. Yeah. I love you guys, though. I love you guys. And then maybe, yeah, we can fuck.
Via.
Via.
All right, cool, man. I like that. All right, next. Who's next? Hey, my king. Ooh, come, king. Yeah. He's acting shy, don't like you don't shy. Want the mic. He's acting like you don't want the mic.
First thing he saw when he walked in. He was the guy who first walked in before anyone. We're like, who are
you? Yeah, when we're recording the Monday episode.
Why are you when we're recording? Then we realized they were with Kosi.
All right, give us a question there. Yeah?
Any question, go ahead. I mean, you watched.
Oh, wait, you got to tell us who you are and how you related to her.
So I'm TTO,
yeah,
and I am Kosi's PA and PR. So
he got a Sakodi interview. Remember the Sakodi interview?
Oh, for real, yeah, Chilla, shout out, bro. We love you, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the Chillers.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Of all the girls, in the house that you were with. And you have to answer this one.
Yeah.
Mm. Who, you said you vibed with all of them, but they were not vibing with you, right?
Yeah.
Who would you say you really disliked?
Good question.
What kind of PR?
No.
That's a good
You know why?
Spoken like you a true chiller.
Well done, bro.
Well done, bro. Well done.
Chiller community, we're proud of
you. You know why? You're not a perfect person. You're not going to love everyone. Yeah. But who do you think?
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of people I didn't like in the house. But coming out of the house and hearing some of the things that were said behind my back, I felt some type of way about Tsatsi. Not that I don't like her. But I was just like, wow, she acted... Like, for me, Tsatsi was neutral. Mm. I didn't like or dislike her. Mm. But coming out of the house, I was like, girl, like...
Yeah, she was foul, man.
I was like,
foul,
what?
Foul,
bro. Bruh. So I was shocked by that.
What did she say? What was shocked you that she said?
Apparently, like, she said something about my looks.
Jeez.
Called me a chemical engineer.
She told you, called you what?
I mean, I saw your video. Oh, well, actually,
a chemical?
Let me not lie. I didn't see a video. It was a comment.
A chemical engineer?
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Mac, explain.
What chemical?
No.
Oh, did I get it wrong?
Oh, a witch. Oh, chemical.
I don't even... That's a thing.
Oh, that's a
no, I don't...
Chemicals.
You know what I mean? And
witchcraft.
Then also, apparently...
Like, sangoma.
Well...
That's a thing. Like, I've seen TikTokers trying to...
A witch.
Like, understand what she was trying to say. Whether was that about makeup? Was that about my skin color? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people are trying to understand, like, what was she trying to say? But we... Unless she says it herself, we don't know.
That's
and then other times she said, I would change. I would change every time she looked good. And I'm like,
wow.
When was that? I don't remember.
To try and upstage her.
Batong. That time I was just living my best life. Like every single day I was in Big Brother House, I had an outfit for that day. So I don't understand why. I never changed in the middle of the day. That never happened. And then apparently, like she was just like she didn't understand why I would be wearing heels or hats like Sihlele endlini, and I was just like, man, what that's crazy. She sleep right next to me. Damn. You know what I mean? So disgusting. I was like, I was quite shocked by that because she seemed pretty cool in my eye. Chemical. I've always saw her as like a nice next door type of girl. And then I was like, damn.
I'm still by the chemical engineer. I don't know. I was laughing because I thought like everyone knew and I was the only one.
No.
You're the only one laughing, right?
Hey,
Mac, explain to us.
Please.
What is a chemical
engineer? What's a chemical engineer?
I'm lost,
please.
Man.
So I was like, okay. I was really, really disappointed in her for that. Because I never had a beef or anything to do with her. But yo, I was just like, bruh, why was she hating like that?
Ah, but you got the last laugh at the end of the night.
True. You got the last
You know what's funny? I always ask myself if I didn't win. You know when Kanye West said, everyone has been wondering what was going to happen if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
You're probably going to end up being big on some podcast. Like two girls on this mic or something.
Because I think people were saying it was bad. It was really bad.
So chemical engineering is actually using lightning cream.
So did you fact check that or you just, you know it? We must trust you with this one.
Oh, we got a rap. We're running out of footage here.
Oh.
My brother, who's next? The makeup artist, you got to ask a question. Hey, you got to ask a question.
Like, look at your work.
Yeah.
And you know, she's been with me before Big Brother.
Oh, shit.
She has to ask.
An intern with makeup. Makeup artist.
But
yeah,
can I say?
Yeah. Our Chilof brothers are doing too much, you, man.
You did your makeup here. You got here with no makeup. And you were pretty good. So.
Oh, my God. Like, she.
My brother, who are you? Who are you, my brother? Tell us.
I'm Spoo. I'm Kosi's friend. And I used to take her pictures. Are you still going to hire me to take your pictures?
Yeah, definitely.
Hi.
He
question?
Was the one who told me to enter for
exactly.
Big Brother.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. So I'm shareholder.
Yeah. She was. Yes. It's crazy how that conversation came about. But what I want to ask, I'm not going to throw my friend under the bus.
Sure.
Like, you know, some people.
So, as a friend who've known Kosi for years and she's big on charity, I really want to know, what is that one good deed that you want to do? As much as you've elaborated, but I still feel like, tell us more. And which sponsorships do you want them to pull through so that when they watch this podcast, they actually pull through for my girl?
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, are we campaigning for sponsors? Because we could start as well.
But I told you, asking the PR team to ask a question. I told you.
Not in
asking,
sponsorship.
But I told you, asking the PR team to ask a question. You think they'll ask... Remember the date you gave your first head? No, this is the PR team, bro. I told you.
Thank
though.
God that never happened.
PR team, I told you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, good deeds is very close to my heart. And at first... I was shy to talk about it because I felt like I didn't want it to come across as clout chasing or a strategy, especially in the house. Because people were like, ah, she just won the million. Like, she's just pretending to care for the people.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want that. Yes. And when I talked about it, people kept bringing it up. And I had to ask them, like, guys, can we not talk about good deeds? Just say something and move on. But I'm realizing that that's so pointless because I have the platform. So when it comes to partnership and collaboration, I really, really want to do them with international NGOs. Like, who, you know what I mean? So I don't want, I mean, I appreciate working with local government.
Sure.
And I've looked into that and I'm reaching out to them because I could do more through them than by myself. So I think, international NGOs such as WHO, UNICEF, and people like that are definitely the people I look forward to collaborating with or partnering with. Because it's not something I want just for South Africa, but the rest of the continent.
Also try real estate companies. Good deeds.
Title deeds. Are you?
Beautiful. Are we out of footage?
No. What you want to ask a question?
Last yeah,
question,
man. Like, what attracted you? You know, not attracted, but why did you choose? Because you could do charity in so many ways. You could do, you know, orphanages. You could do anything. Why homeless people?
I think at the time it was the most obvious one because it's easy access. It's just on the streets. Not like that. What's wrong with
you? It's like they're everywhere. Like, you know, you wake up like, hey, there's one in my yard. No, but I get you.
Yeah, literally. But my thing is,
you're reminded every day.
I just felt like my calling was to touch people's life. And you know what I mean? So whatever I could do, that's what I did. And the homeless people were like, you know, the first thing I did. And that was back in 2017. I think it was probably like 20. Wow. Or 19.
Oh, man, fuck, my computer's disappointing me. I'm trying to play, you know, the butt clapping contest.
Hi.
So while she's speaking, you just hear... Pah.
Why?
What was the reason?
I'm glad your computer died, man.
Thank you, computer.
Look at God working on me.
Looking at God. Oh, look at God.
So while she's talking, you know, I'm trying to help her...
Like, but you see, only you would know, because we wouldn't know what that is. Like, it's just a slap or an impact.
Exactly.
Anyway, man, we're out of here. Ghost lady, last question.
I want to know, okay, when was the time when you actually had to change your strategy during, when you're on the show, the actual time when things weren't working and you had to actually change? And what was it that you did?
I think, you know, when I kept getting nominated, I started acting like a victim.
Yeah.
And then Big Brother said something to me and I realized that I didn't realize I was playing victim until he said something. I was like, damn, actually, I'm playing victim. Mm. And this is not the type of game. So I was like, you know what? Actually, if this is the case, if they keep doing this to me, I better own up to it and be like, guess what? You guys are going to nominate me every Monday and I'm going to sit down every Sunday. How about that? Mm. You know, I started owning it. Mm. Even they call me, when I understood, they call me Kosi MVP Twyla, most voted.
Yeah, most voted, yeah.
So I think that day when I was like, I can't wait to sit down on Sunday and show them that it's not by your choice whether I leave or not. It changed my game so much because I stopped playing victim.
Nice.
You know, I wore it on my shoulders like, you're threatened by me.
I'm here.
You're going to have to deal with it because I'm not going nowhere. Nice. Definitely, yeah.
Kosi, shout out to you, man. Well done, man.
That's my little old hands, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Kosi. We're coming at you live from Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these podcast studios, make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Kosi has been here. Why can't you?
Yay.
Bye.
Take love.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabi in, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.